I'm going to make some crazy noise here. Are we ready? Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. Can you shout that amen very well? Yeah. It's gone. Please, can you shout amen? Yeah. I'm so delighted to be here before you. I want to appreciate the leadership of this church for finding it worthy to invite us and for believing in the vision that the Lord gave to us. I'm happy. I'm very happy. I'm very happy. Please, can you greet somebody by your side for me? Just give a handshake. Hallelujah. We are one family. Are we one? We are one family. Sometimes I used to wonder how heaven would look like. But as we worship together from different races and languages, I can begin to imagine how wonderful heaven will be. My prayer for you is that you should not miss it. Can you say amen? Amen. You know why I like to say amen? It's because amen means so, let it be so. You're confirming a prophecy when you say amen. Can you confirm the prophecy? I said, you shall make it to heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Can we just pray together before we share the word of God? Can we rise up if we wouldn't mind? Let's just rise up and begin to worship the great I am that I am. Let's worship the general of generals, the captain of the host of Jehovah. Jehovah El Elyon, Jehovah Elohim, the great mighty one, our creator, our shield, our fortress, our great tower, the savior of the whole world, the captain of the host of Jehovah, the head of principalities and powers. We bow down in worship, we worship, we invite you, thou blessed Holy Spirit, we cannot do without you. I surrender my body, soul, and spirit, and I ask, Lord, that I will not give your children letters. Because the Bible says, later killed. The Father, I ask for rhema this evening. Thank you, Father. Come and take preeminence. Come and rule over this meeting. If there be powers that want to contend with you, we bring them under the feet of Christ. And we exalt the leadership of Jesus Christ here. Thank you, Father. I know you've heard and answered the prayer. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Can we put our hands together as we sit? When I was asked to come to this assembly to minister, I had to seek the face of the Lord to really know what God wanted from me. The word that God has for you. Because actually the Lord gave us a word to come into this town, to come and assist the body of Christ that is here. We know you've been praying. We know you've been doing a good job. But our mission is that of the type of Nehemiah's work, to help build the broken walls of the church, to break denominational barriers and strengthen wherever there is a little weakness. So when the Lord told us in Nigeria that there are strongholds here to be broken, and he actually gave us instruction to come, we decided to obey immediately, to come and strengthen your faith and encourage you and stir up your spirit. Because the time is very, very short. I know that the message God has for this assembly is going to bless your soul in Jesus' name. You have to be forced to say amen. Hallelujah. This evening, the Lord asked me to tell you that we are entering into a new season. The topic of the message is a new season. I want us to open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 43. The book of Isaiah chapter 43, we're reading from verse 15 to 22. The book of Isaiah chapter 43, we will read from verse 15 to verse 22. I read, please read for us. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Amen. That word is prophetic, very, very prophetic, and I expected you to say amen. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord himself is introducing himself here. the owner of the world is sending me and is introducing himself. I don't think I need to introduce him from here. He has introduced himself. He said he is the Lord. He said, I'm the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. He has made himself known to us. He's introducing himself that he's the one that is about to do a new thing. Like I said, we are going into a new season. I don't know how many times I have here. Please, sir, how many minutes do I have to preach? Praise the Lord. I know you don't like long preaching. I'm very sure of that. So I won't go as long as I want. Please don't be afraid. Hallelujah. So, but if you read in the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible says there is a time for everything. There is a season for everything. And so when the Lord is saying, I want to do a new thing, it is very apparent that the spiritual atmosphere is already changed. Because God is about to do something. Can somebody say amen? Amen. When you say amen, you confirm and you make me very happy. If you want me to be happy this night, please say amen to every word of God. Hallelujah. Because when you say amen, the devil cannot touch that blessing. Whenever you say amen to a blessing, it's like an insurance. It's like a coverage. It's like a seal placed on that word. So the spiritual environment is already changed. And God is about to do a new thing in your life. I'm not saying the governor of your state is about to do a new thing. I'm not saying the president of your country is about to do a new thing, but I'm saying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the owner of the universe, the great I am that I am, the God that divided the Red Sea, the God who delivered the children of Israel from a tyrant, from Pharaoh. That God says, I should come and tell you that he is about to do a new thing. I'm happy. I'm happy. Can you say it louder? Hallelujah. So, he said, I am about to do a new thing. He said, remember not the former thing. He said, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. I don't know who amongst you is passing through a wilderness experience. But the Lord has sent me to tell you there is going to be a way in that wilderness. He's going to create a path in your desert. He's going to put a song in your mouth. He's going to change your stories around. He's going to make you. He's going to make you what he created you originally for. So I know why I want you to be excited is because when you don't recognize your season, you miss it. There was a time like this that God sent prophets to Israel and promised them the Messiah, promised them a lot of things. But you know what? They were still living their normal lives, doing their normal things, going to the normal synagogue, behaving the way they used to behave, being very cold and behaving as if nothing was going to go, or nothing was going to happen. They walked in unbelief, and do you know what? They missed their season. Even when Jesus Christ was walking in their streets, they never believed he was the Messiah, and they couldn't get the blessings that were meant for them. That's why the Bible commended the children of Issachar, because they knew their time and their season. I believe somebody here will recognize that it is time for God to bless you and you will grab it. You know, the theme God gave us this year in Nigeria, he said it is a set time to favor Zion. The set time to favor Zion. Say to the righteous, it is well with you. It is well with the righteous. It is well with the righteous. We must know the mind of God concerning us so that the enemy will not steal. The Bible says the devil is a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so when a prophecy is released and when a promise is released and you joke about it, the devil knows the usefulness of that promise more than you, so he grabs it. The devil is not going to grab your blessings tonight. He will not grab it. I say he will not touch it. Put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. The Lord told Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12, please, can we open our Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 12? I'm still going to come back to the other passage. But in the book of Genesis chapter 12, God was about to do a new thing. Because when he looked around the world, there was so much idolatry, so much sin, and he needed a man to walk with. He needed to do him. He needed a partner. He needed somebody he could manifest himself. Because the whole world was like looking as if God was not in existence again. And he said, no, I needed a man to start a walk with. So he called Abraham and gave Abraham a promise. Abraham, I'm going to do something new. There is something new coming your way. I want to change your name. I want you to be my friend. But there's something you must do before we can start to walk together. So in the book of Genesis chapter 12, the Lord said, and the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I'll show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. The passage now is not for Abraham again. God is sending this passage to this church. I should tell you that he is about to bless you. He's about to raise nations. He's about to raise great men and great women out of you. He's about to raise missionaries. He's about to raise warriors, intercessors, prophets, and teachers amongst you. But he said there is something you have to do. When you are expecting a newborn baby, the thing you do is to tidy up your house. Do we do that here? You prepare yourself. Women, do we do that? When you're expecting a newborn baby, you wash your clothes, you clean the room, you fix some things, fix some new things, and see how to make the newborn baby happy. And if God is saying, I want to do a new thing, or sometimes men, when your wife has gone to put to bed, before the woman comes back, what my husband does is that before I come back, there'll be new bed sheets, he will just make the house new, just make something new, so that when I come back, I'll be happy. Am I talking to somebody? Do you do that to your wives? Do you do that? If you don't do that, it's not good. It's not easy to carry a baby for 9 months. So you do something new. You do something to make the woman happy. So when God is about to do something new, he gives the information. And the information is to enable you to prepare yourself. Put your house in order. Get ready. Tidy up your spiritual life so that the blessings of the Lord will not be hindered by the enemy. So when he called Abraham, he told Abraham, I'm going to make you great. I'll raise nations out of you. You're going to be a wonderful man. You're not just going to be rich, you're going to be a blessing to the world. But he said, Abraham, do you know what you're going to do? What you're going to do is that you're going to leave your father's house. You're going to leave your kindred. You're going to cut off from old friends. You're going to cut off from old lifestyle. You're going to drop some excesses. I want you for myself. You are mine. I've called you. I want to walk with you. I want to start a new walk. Your forefathers your ancestors were idol worshippers. But now I want to start a new generation. A generation of men and women who will know the Lord. And so, Abraham, you have to tidy up yourself. The foreskin in your body has to be cut off. I want you clean. I want you to look good, so that we can work together. I'm a holy God. I don't want to see any defilement. I don't want the enemy to accuse you. So that's why I want to look good. When I bless you, the enemy will come to accuse. But I want, when the enemy comes, he will not see anything to accuse you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord is sending me to you today that a new season is coming your way. It's coming your way as a church. Is coming your way as a family. Is coming your way as an individual. One thing you should know, by the grace of God, we don't say what God has not asked us to say. We don't preach to make people happy. They know us. If God sent me here to rebuke you, I will rebuke you. But the news that God has given me to give you is that he's going to do something new. Can you clap for yourself? Clap for yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same condition God gave to Abraham is the same condition he's giving to us. You can ask me, we are not in the Old Testament, but if you look at the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, you will see the same instruction given to us as the believers of today. 2 Corinthians I'm going to read chapter 6 from verse 14. If you wouldn't mind, please, can you open your Bibles with me? And if somebody is ready to read for me, I wouldn't mind. Chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians, verse 14 to 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord. 18, please. Praise the Lord. That is the word of the Lord for you. The Lord is not talking to Abraham again. Abraham is dead and gone to heaven. But today you are the Abraham of your generation. You are that Abraham of your family. And the Lord is telling you, come out from the idols of your father's house. Break away from evil patterns. Break away from evil inheritances. Reject the idols that were worshipped by your father. Sometimes you come to church, you are a child of God, but you're still seeing those funny, funny dreams. You still see yourself towing the path of your family. You still see those dreams of defilement. You still see the dreams of limitation. You still see yourself being, there's a tithe that is linking you to your father's house. You try to break out. You don't really know what is going on. The Lord is saying, look, I want to take you into a new season. I am changing your level, so you have to break out. The Lord said, come out from amongst them. Come out from immorality. Come out from sexual perversion. Come out from drunkenness. As a child of God, you are not supposed to be falling and rising. You're not supposed to behave like unbelievers. The Lord is saying, I want you for myself. You are a peculiar person. You are a chosen generation. I want to use you as I use Gideon. I want you to break the altar of your father's house and come out and be a blessing. I want to use you and start a new generation. Something new, something unique. I want to do something unusual, something supernatural. That is what I want to do for you. But before I do that, check the past. Before you cross into the new, before you cross into the new level, you have to address the past. You have to call for that past and address it. You have to put your house in order. When God called Jacob, He told Jacob, prepare yourself because I'm going to meet with you in a few days' time. Jacob called his household and the Bible said they washed their clothing and they took some of the idols that they borrowed from Egypt and they hid it under an oak tree. This day the Lord is sending me to you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to some persons. God said there is something new that I want to do for you. Are you a pastor? The Lord said, I want to do something new. I want to take you into another realm. Are you prepared for what God is going to do? If you don't prepare yourself, the thing will come as an embarrassment. It will take you out of this world. If you're not prepared, when God visits a man, it's a divine visit. God is about to pay you a visit. God is about to give you a divine visitation. God is about to answer that prayer you've been praying for a long time. God is about to meet the need you've been looking for. Just like a woman who has been waiting on God for a child. When she sees that she has missed her period and she sees the stomach coming out, what she does is to go to the market or go to the mall and begin to pick baby's things. Get things ready for the baby. Are we ready for the baby that is coming your way? Hallelujah. Are you ready? You know, the Lord is a holy God. As he introduced himself, he said, I am the Holy One of Israel. I'm going to pay you a visit. If the Lord comes to your house now, are you sure he will not see any defilement? Hello? Are you sure in a corner of your room, there is nothing that will send God away or will send the angels that are coming with that parcel running? Because you know one thing, angels can't stand disobedience. They can't see any man who disobeys God. They can't stand rebellion. They don't like to see people insult God. So as the Lord is going to send his angels to bring that parcel, are you sure you are clean enough to receive it? That's what the Lord wants us to do. Take care of the past. Deal with the past. Your thoughts, are they clean? those things that are passing through your mind. God says, I'm about to occupy you. I want to take a hold of you. I want to dwell inside of you. Somebody here, you've been praying for God's unction. God, use me. God, use me. The Lord wants me to ask you, are you ready? Are you ready for that unction? Are you ready for that breakthrough? Are you ready for that explosion? Something is going to happen very soon. Mark my word and write it down. The testimonies that will come out of this church after today will prove if we are sent by the Lord. Hallelujah. But the only thing I'm begging you is please be prepared. Please be ready. Please make sure you are not entangled with the gods of your father's house. Make sure you're not worshiping what your fathers worshipped. Make sure you don't bow down to idols. Make sure you have broken covenant with them. You know, it's one thing to say I'm a child of God. It's another thing to be completely out of the world. Somebody can walk to church and say I'm a child of God. Anybody can call himself a child of God. But God knows those whose name are written in the book of life. That is why God told Abraham, it's not just enough to say, you are mine. It's not just enough to be my child and you're still with idolaters. You are dining with them. You are drinking with them. He said, I need a clean work. I need a clean walk. I need a clean walk. Come out. When you come out, when you break out, I will know that you are for me. And the Lord is speaking to you today. Come out. Come out from among them. Come out from those bad friends. Come out from lazy people. People who are not prayerful. People who can spend their time from morning and do just talking. People who can sit before their television and just watch television. They don't have time for God. People who don't do evangelism. People who sit around. Women who sit around to gossip their pastors. The Lord is saying, come out. Come out from the youths who are selling themselves. Come out from people who are sleeping about. Come out from people who are maltreating their wives and maltreating their spouses. The Lord is saying, come out. You are a peculiar treasure to me. I want you for myself because I have a purpose and I have a plan. As you come out, you're going to break out from family pattern. The things, the causes of the family will have no option but to live your life. Because when you do a new walk with God, you have to break away from those patterns. You have to take the battle to the gate of the enemy and tell the devil, enough is enough. I am not going to be in your camp again. The message of the Lord is come out from among them. I want to do a new thing. He said, before I do it, will you not see it? I am giving you the announcement. I'm giving you the word to prepare yourself. So it's a new season. Are we ready to break away from our father's house? Are we ready to deny those idols' names that we answer? Sometimes we carry wrong identities. That's why God changed the name of Abraham to Abraham. That's why God, Jabez, who was born in affliction and sorrow, cried and told God, change my situation. That's why God changed Jacob from a crafty man, we call it in Nigeria, 419ing. A 419er, a crafty man. The Lord changed his name and said, look, you are not going to be a crafty man again. You are not going to be sub-style again. You are going to be called my own. And he called him Israel. God is going to change somebody's name today. I asked you, what's the meaning of that name? The name you are carrying. Do you know that name is your identity? You don't know that name is your characteristic, is your prestige. Everything about you is in your name. That name you're carrying, how can you carry an idol name and you feel that idol's name will be written in the book of life? It is time to wash yourself clean. It is time to put your house in order. It is time to ask questions. Break away from the past. Why did this happen? Why was this incision given to me? Why was my body cut off? It is time to reconcile with the Lord. It is time to make things right so that when the visitation of the Lord will come, you will not be found wanting. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is time to break away from curses. It is time to make up your mind to serve the Lord the way he wants you to serve him. I wish we have much time. But like I said, I don't want to keep you waiting. But I will just want us to close our eyes for 1 minute before I continue. I don't want to pass that place in a hurry because the Spirit of God is telling me that some people here who wants to make it right. That some people here wants to make it right. If I continue and we enter into what I want to say now, you may be left behind. I want you to talk to God. The little you have heard, can you talk to God? And ask the Lord to help you. Lord, I want to come out from this situation. I want to come out from masturbation. I know you want to visit me. I want to come out from lesbianism. I want to come out from this pattern. I don't like what is going on in my family. I don't like the way things are going on. I want to come out, Lord. Have mercy on me. Can somebody pray that prayer now before we continue? Is there somebody who wants to tell the Lord, Lord, I am coming out. Lord, I am coming out. Lord, I am coming out. I've heard the word. I'm coming out. I want to be your own. I want to be like Abraham. I want you to start something with me. I want to stand out. I want you to raise a generation of righteousness, a generation of priests, a generation of prophets from my loins. I don't know if there is anybody like that. If you are like that, can you just raise your hand? I want to pray for you before we continue. Tell the Lord something as you're raising your hand. Tell him, let it come from your mouth. Let the word come from your mouth, Lord. I want to be another Abraham in my generation. In my family, nobody marries. But I want to break that yoke. I want to break it. I want to break that evil pattern of dying young. That people don't reach a certain age. When they reach a certain age, they die. Lord, I want to be that. And I'm ready to pay the price. I'm ready to pay the price. As we raise those hands, can you just rise up? Let me pray for you. I want to start with you before we continue. Father, Lord, I lift up this your children before you. Because they have identified with your word. I ask, Lord, that whatever we want to hinder them from entering into this new season, be that ancestral limitation, that ancestral covenant, the ancestral curses, the spoken words from evil altars that wants to hinder them from entering into a new session. By God's authority, I command that yoke to be broken from them in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen to confirm it? I command it to be broken in the name of Jesus. I command the limitation to be broken in the name of Jesus. I command the stronghold of sin to be broken in the name of Jesus. I command laziness to be broken in the name of Jesus. I command weakness in spiritual things to be broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Can you be seated as you say amen? Can you put your hands together for the Lord? Hallelujah. I am emphasizing this because, like I told you, Israel missed their season. And if you're not careful as a church person, religious pride can make you miss the calling of God. Intellectualism can make you miss it. I too know. I know everything. What are they talking about? I am a pastor. I am anointed. And so you may miss it. Do you know that the Pharisees and the Sadducees were left out in God's visitation because they didn't believe in Jesus? In short, even when the Lord told them, when you know the truth shall set you free. They said, have we ever been in bondage? We've never been in bondage. We've been children of Abraham. They've forgotten that they were in bondage in Egypt. They forgot that they were in bondage in Babylon. Because of religious pride, they looked at Jesus and said, you this son of Joseph of yesterday. Look at you. Look at you. Coming to tell us what to do. Who are you? And they missed out. And out of their ignorance, they killed the King of Glory. They killed him. They killed him. And today, he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. May you not miss your season in the name of Jesus. I come to announce to you that it is a season of an unusual happening. After this time out, something unusual shall happen in your life. I don't know how to explain it, but you will see it. When you see it, you will believe it. An unusual happening. A time of spiritual harvest. A time that there's going to be a spiritual explosion in your life. A time that your prayer, your heavens will be open. You will not need to knock for too long because there is a change in the atmosphere. The Lord is going to answer you in the name of Jesus. Put those hands together for the Lord. You know what? Many of you here will move from glory to glory. Have you forgotten? I say many of you will move from glory to glory. Many of you shall move from heritage to heritage. I say many of you shall move from your old identity to a new identity. People who saw you before will be surprised to see you again. Because God is going to give you a new look. God is going to give somebody a new look. They used to, the devil covers something on your face, and everybody who sees you is not ready to favor you. When they see you, you look at you as a wicked person, but inside of you, you are very good. You have a good heart. But there's a coverage. There is a satanic coverage. You don't see it, but people see it. There's an odor, a very bad odor around you. A spiritual odor. You can use all the cologne in this world. Nothing happens. When you go near people, they say, no, we don't want to hear her. We don't want to hear him. Because of the ancestral curses that were released upon you. But I come to prophesy into your life. You are going to wear a new look. A look of favor. People will see the glory of God in you. You will not need to introduce yourself. Don't you know I'm a child of God? I worship with Shofar Ministry. Don't you know me? You won't need to talk twice. Somebody will look at you and say, you carry God. You carry the glory of God. It shall be so for you in the name of Jesus. A time of extraordinary faith is going to be a time according to the word of the Lord. Let's look at it in that same Isaiah chapter 42 this time. Isaiah 42. Let's see something there. Isaiah chapter 42 from verse 8. Said, behold, the former things are come to pass. Can you say amen? And new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you to them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing. I happen to see some rocks around here, so I think God is referring to you. Hello? I think the Lord is referring to you. He said, those inhabitants, those who are inhabitants of the rock. And the Lord is saying, sing. Because I'm going to give you a new song. I want to put a new song in your mouth. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yeah, row. He shall prevail against the enemies. He said, I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrain myself. Now will I cry like a traveling woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I'll make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. I'll make the rivers an island, and I'll dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in a path that they have not known. I'll make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. This will I do unto them, and will not forsake them. Can you say amen? Amen. That is the word of the Lord. The Lord says, I'm going to do something new. I'm going to do something that has never happened in your family. I'm going to change situations around. I am going to break satanic yokes. I am going to create a path in the desert. A time of unusual happening. That is what God is going to do for you. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Are you warming up for it? And I tell you that whenever a promise is released like this, the devil is not going to allow you to get it like that. He will want to engage you in a fight. But are you ready to fight? Are you ready to fight for your rights? Are you ready to get back your possession? Are you ready to take back your territories? Are you ready to push the enemy out of your boundaries? You are not going to do that when you are too cold in your prayers. So it is also a season of warfare. I come to announce to you that this season is also a season of warfare. Not just an ordinary season. So you have to be ready to be empowered by God. It's a season of warfare. And the Lord is saying, I am going to raise my army. I'm going to raise you from an ordinary civilian to a soldier. I want to tell you that the church of God is not a civilian church. It's a militant church. Can somebody say hallelujah? So when we allow the enemy to allow us to be too cold, the devil can come in and do whatever he likes. You know, ladies, when you put on a gas, and that gas is on motion, will you see any fly coming around the gas? When the gas is burning, will you see any fly? Hello, can you answer me? Can you talk to me? When the gas is hot or a stove is hot, will you see a fly coming to pitch? Why? Huh? God wants you to be hot. When you are cold, every cockroach will come and touch you. Every demon will come and touch you. Every agent will try their power in your life. The witches in your environment will want to test to see your God. The occult men and occult women, they will want to challenge you. Hey, she said she goes to Shofar Church. Let's see. Let's try out. They come to use your body for astral projection. You wake up in the morning and you're so tired because somebody has taken your body to go and labor. They cut your body. They oppress you in your night. They give you food to eat. Because you are cold. But God is saying it is a season of warfare. It's a season of empowerment. Can you shout hallelujah? In the book of Joel chapter 2, the Lord said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He didn't say, I will pour out my spirit on pastors alone. He didn't say, I will pour out my spirit on men alone. He said, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Because he knows the kind of enemy we have. The enemy we have is a rebel. The devil is a rebel. And cannot understand any other language but the language of force. If you tell the devil, go away, it's like you have, some of you have dogs here. Do you have dogs? And if you tell that dog, go away, will it go? Dog, go away. A dog is eating something. A dog is attacking somebody. And you're saying, dog, go away. You need to shout at the devil. I come to tell you that it is time to shout at the devil. I come to tell you it's a time to intimidate your fear. Do you understand? When fear comes around to intimidate you, the Lord has given you authority to intimidate that fear. And the devil is going, why is the church afraid? Why has the devil crippled us? Why has he kicked us to a corner? This is not the church of God. They said, I will build my church and the gate of hell will not prevail against it. It is time to stand up. If you don't stand up and you keep on quoting that scriptures, I'm sorry to tell you that the gate of hell is very close. God is looking for militants. People who will say, no, it can't be. That when you see a situation in the church, instead of gossiping, you take it up. You call another brother, call another sister and say, let's agree. The Bible says if we agree as touching anything, it shall be established in heaven. So we want to agree for a change. And when you do that, heaven will honor you. God is a season for intercessors to rise up. It's a season for warriors to rise up. God is sick and tired of a civilian church. God wants a militant church because he's not coming to rapture a civilian church. Civilians are weak. He needs soldiers. Soldiers of the cross. Is that not our name? Culture or no culture, it is time to rise up. Don't you know what is happening in the world? The Islamic religion is almost taking over the world. And how are they succeeding? Because they are violent. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal. But the time has come for us to lock ourselves in and pray until our eyes are red. And we come out and say, thus says the Lord. God is in need of another Elijah. We keep on saying, where is the God of Elijah? No. Where is the Elijah of God? Amen. The God of Elijah is alive. But we don't have Elijahs again. Where are the Elijahs? Are you ready to be one? That is why God is sending me to come and tell you something. Let's open our Bibles to the book of, somebody please open your Bible and let's see Micah. I want to see how to rush. So let's start from Micah chapter 4 verse 11. Please, Pastor, read for us. The book of Micah chapter 4 verse 11. Many nations are gathered against thee. God is referring to the church. They are looking for how they can defile us. They say, oh, may they be defiled. May they be defiled so that God can leave them. They do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They don't know the counsel of the Lord. I will make thy horn iron. I will make thy hooves brass. Hallelujah. Do you understand that place? God is using military terms here. He said, look, I am going to make your own horn to become an iron. I want to turn your horn to an iron. I want a strong weapon of war. I want to make you my weapon of war. So I will turn you from being an ordinary horn and make you an iron. And he said, I am going to make your hoofs, the feet of the animal. He said he's going to turn it from being an ordinary horn, he's going to turn it to brass. Let me shock you again with another place. I know some of us, I don't remember when you read this place last. Let's see Joel chapter 3. Joel chapter 3. The book of Joel chapter 3. We're reading from verse 9 and 10. Hallelujah. Please, do you follow what we are saying? Do you follow what we are saying? Do you understand what we are saying? Look at your Bible again. The Lord said, proclaim this. Proclaim. Prepare for war. There is war. The kingdom of darkness is fighting. And if you don't fight, they will finish you. You have an enemy who doesn't take no, who does not take no for an answer. You have an enemy who fights, whether you like to fight, he fights. You don't want to fight, he fights. Have you seen children before fight? And the other one is saying, I don't want to fight. And he's saying, let us fight. I remember when I was young, we used to fight with my younger brother. And there was a day that my mom said, you guys are disturbing me too much. He locked the door and said, fight. And when we started fighting at the point, we said, we don't want to fight again. This one, my mom said, fight. I think you want to fight now. Fight. We fought ourselves to a point we said, we don't want to fight again. The devil will not let you go free. The powers will not let you go free. You have to fight to win. You have to fight for survival. You have to fight to survive. You have to fight for your children. You have to fight for your family. It is only a fool who leaves a wrong inheritance for his children. Even if you don't want to fight for your children. If you don't fight that snake, it will turn into a dragon. That snake in your family, if you don't fight it, if you don't kill it, it will turn to a dragon in the days of your children. Don't behave like, Jehoshaphat, who told the Lord when he permitted that king, the king of Babylon, to come and see his strength, the source of his strength. And the Lord said, because you have exposed your strength to the enemy, I'm going to allow the enemy to come and destroy your country. And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord said, I'm not going to do it in your days. I'll do it in the days of your children. And he said, praise the Lord. Lord, do it in the days of my children. May it not be your portion. Instead of saying, God, I better bear my iniquity. I better fight it. Forgive me. Instead of behaving like David and say, punish me. Don't punish my children. He said, Lord, don't punish me. Keep it for my children. May you not keep any battle for your children. I say, may you not keep any battle for your children. So the Lord is saying, it is time to prepare for war. It is time to beat your plowshare. God is saying, your agricultural instrument, what you use to farm, beat it and turn it to a weapon of war. Am I speaking to somebody? It's a symbolic statement. The Lord is saying, if you don't have a weapon for war, the thing you are using to farm is not time to farm again. It's time for war. To get back your right from the devil. To get back the promises of God from the devil. What the Lord has promised you. Your territories. Some of us here, we were born great. We were born with promises over us. The Lord said good words concerning us. Prophets have been sent to speak concerning you. A lot of us say you've been anointed for a great work. But why is it not happening? You received it and slept. And the enemy came in the night and stole it. The Lord is saying, stand up. The message may not be for everybody here. But I know there's somebody the Lord is speaking to. God is saying, stand up and fight for your rights. It's a new season. It's a new time. I'm about to bless you again. Stand up and be angry. Beat your pony hawk into a spear. Get ready to fight. Get ready to attack the enemy. Get ready to fight the past of your father's house. Don't leave it for your pastor. Don't leave it for your pastor. Your pastor is a human being. If you pray, your pastor pray, the power of darkness will not be able to come close to us. But when you leave everything to your pastor, he will pray and get tired. God is saying it is time for everybody to be a warrior. Do you know one thing? In the military, even the cooks are trained to fight. Hello? They tell us who are sowing. As they are sowing, if you go and try them, they somersault and give you a kick. You see a lady walking as a caterer. She's walking and you feel there's no bone inside of her. Just try it. Let there be war. Let there be an alarm that something funny has happened. She will remove her apron and remove her gun. Do you have a gun? Are you ready? Have you been equipped spiritually? The Lord is about to do something in your life. The Lord is not just coming to frighten you. He is coming to equip you. It's a season of empowerment. How many of us are ready to be empowered? How many of us are ready? Because God wants to turn your eyes to become fierce, like the eyes of eagle. You know an eagle? Though the Lord, because some Christians, we are blind. The devil can excrete inside your eyes and you don't see. It enters and pick your children. You can see. That is not the will of God for you. We are deaf. We can't hear again. Some of us that were even dreaming, were even seeing visions. Those visions are not there again. Sometimes you see the vision and you wake up, you can't remember it. God is saying, fight for it. That is your right. That is a treasure. That are the eyes that God has given to you are your treasures. Stand up and fight for it. What about the prophetic gift? When you speak, it comes to pass. Where have you kept it? The enemy has stolen it. And the Lord is saying, I want to do a new thing. I want to equip you because of what I'm about to do. I want you to be alert because I'm about to turn your life around. Are we ready for God? Are we ready because God is going to bring the boldness of a lion? God is bringing the boldness of a lion. God is giving you the eyes of an eagle. God is going to make your face hard. And no man is going to intimidate you. Whether you're a woman or man, you are a soldier in the army of the Lord. And you're supposed to stand like Joshua and refuse to be intimidated by the powers of your father's house. Witches in our environments have no right to intimidate us. You don't need to change accommodation because there is a witch or an occult living around you. They have to run for you because you carry God. I will want to round off. Let's just read two scriptures and we are done. Isaiah 28 verse 6. Please, let's just read that verse 6 again. Please, I want you to listen. A spirit of judgment. God says, I am ready to strengthen those who will be ready to take the battle to the gates of the enemies. Are you ready? You know, like I told the ministers, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? We sit down and allow our God to be insulted. How do you feel if somebody walks up to your mom and begin to call your mom names? How do you feel if somebody walks up to your father and begin to insult your father? But how do we feel when God is insulted? And God is saying, I am going to release the spirit of judgment to those who are sitting in judgment. God wants you to do it for him. The devil is too small for God to fight. That is why he has you. Your father is too big to go and fight a small boy. If you can't fight that boy, go to police. Get a policeman to arrest a person who insulted your father. So if God is your father, and the devil agents of darkness are insulting your father, can't you pray a prayer? Can't we do something to stop the injustice in the land? Can't we do something to stop satanic operations?
Can we do something to disagree with the attacks or the infirmities or diseases that the enemy is bringing to the church of God? We have to take, and the moment you stand in the gap, God's become your partner. What we do in Nigeria is we do intercession. And I tell you, nothing by his grace, nothing passes without information from the Lord. Before anything happens, he will tell us, this is what is going to happen. Take, for instance, the Ebola disease that you all heard, the breakout of it. We were praying into the new year. And the Lord said, daughter, there is a disease that is going to come and is going to burn people like fire. And he said, take water, pray over water. It was a healing service day. Pray over water and give all my children. And tell them to drink it and take it to their family. We just bought bottled water and we place on the altar and we pray and bless it. He said, pray, it is going to happen. I said, bring salt, bless salt. Tell them to put in their salt and use that to cook food. Because I want to immunize my children. Many months passed, we didn't see anything. And so when it came, we said, wow. The Lord had already told us. And we were prepared for it. When you become an intercessor, you become a partner with the Lord. He will not hide anything from you. He will reveal before it comes to pass. So the Lord is saying, look, I will give you the spirit of judgment if you are ready to judge the wicked. And I will give you strength if you are ready to take the battle to the gates of the enemies. Are we ready? This is the last days. We are in the last days. And so many terrible things will happen. But the Lord is ready to do something in your life tonight. Let's read finally Ezekiel chapter 37. The book of Ezekiel chapter 37. Before I pray for you and we go. Ezekiel chapter 37. I hope I've not offended you. Have I offended you? Am I too hard? I wish I can be hard to make you pray. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to be rugged. I want you to be tough. So that the enemy can run away from this part of the world. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. We are going to rise up as we read that passage. Please, can you rise up and open to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we ready for prayers? There are three sets of persons here. And the Lord is saying, I am going to bring restoration again. The Lord says, I am taking you into a new season. And in the days of the children of Israel, the Lord sent Ezekiel and told them that they were dry bones. They were so dry and there was no hope. And as I talk to us, some of us here, we are dry and it's like, where do I start from? No strength, no grace again. I'm so down, I'm downcasted, I'm depressed, I'm frustrated. Where do I start from? But the Bible said that the Lord called the dry bones out of the grave. And when he called them, the bone came together with bone. And you know, when bone and bone comes together, what does it form? A skeleton. It formed a skeleton, and a skeleton was not too good for God to use. And some of us here, we have prayed, and bone has come together to bone, and we are just like skeleton. If we walk, we will frighten people. Because there's no flesh around us. There's no beauty. And then the Lord said, Ezekiel, prophesy again. He prophesied. And flesh and the skin came together and covered the body. But there was no life. And that's just a corpse. Some people, they are spiritually okay. But there's no life in them. They don't make noise. They are just like corpses. Whatever goes. Satan slapped them. Mm-hmm. The devil comes to steal from them. Mm-hmm. Spiritual armed robbers come steal their finances. Let your will be done. God, let your will be done. They are like corpses. And the Lord said, no, you're not good enough to be a corpse in my hands. I want a militant. I want an army. And he told Ezekiel, prophesy again. Prophesy. And he prophesied again. And the Bible said, the wind of the Lord released the power of God. And it came upon the dry bones. The dry bones became an army of the Lord. Is there somebody this night who will tell the Lord, Lord, I'm ready for the new season. And I want to be empowered for the new season. I want to be empowered. I want to be ready for it. I'm ready to be a weapon in your hands. I want to be your battle axe. I want to be your weapon of war. Lord, send me, I'm ready. Just equip me, I'm ready. If you're ready, can you just open your heart and begin to pray to God. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Your prayers will make me to know whether you are a skeleton or you are a corpse or you are still in the grave. Open your mouth and pray. We are not in a graveyard. The church of God is a noisy place. We have kept quiet for too long and the devil has closed our mouths. Oribosa talabashe. Linde labobosa taribosake. Rikaposi labashende labo. Rikapoliba zendelebo shatalaba. Somebody tell the Lord, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, Lord, I'm ready, Lord, I'm ready, Lord, I'm ready, Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. I want to be an Esther of my generation. I want to be an Esther to my family. Whether you are singing in the choir, you are supposed to be a warrior. Even if you are taking care of children, you are supposed to be a warrior. Are you taking care of all people? You are supposed to be a warrior. No retreat, no surrender. The Lord is building an army. The Lord is building an army. If we continue to be called, the devil will take over the church. It is time to scream and make noise. It is time to scream at the devil. Tell the devil to get out of your stuff. Tell the devil to get out of your family. Tell the devil to get out of your place of work. Tell the devil to leave your health alone. If you are called, the enemy will lay eggs on you. The Lord is ready to recruit an army for himself. In Jesus' name. I don't know how many people are ready this day to tell the Lord, I'm ready to take the battle to the gate of the enemies. I have kept quiet for too long. The devil has tortured me and my family for too long. Remember what the Lord told Esther. He sent Mordecai to tell Esther. After taking her as a slave girl from the doors, he deliberately caused a divine confusion in the palace and removed Vashti from the throne and brought her to occupy that place. And when she came, she thought God wanted her to go and sit down and enjoy. He thought God wanted her to go to the palace to eat food that she has never eaten before. She never knew that God placed her there for a purpose. Why are you here? There is a purpose. Lady, why are you in that family? Brother, why are you in that family? Of all the families of the world, God has decided to pick you alone. And so when Esther said, I can't do it. I can't see the king. These 30 days now, I'm not permitted to see the king. And Mordecai said, let it be told you that if you don't do it, God will raise another man to do it. And you and your father's house will die and suffer. And I come to prophesy to somebody, if you don't do it, God is going to replace you. We didn't pay our transport to here from Nigeria to come and open our teeth. We came to stay you up. We came to stay up that lion. We came to tell you that you can do it. We came to tell you that you can fight the devil. We came to tell you that the devil has no right to encroach. The devil has encroached for too long. He has taken over your territories. He has taken over your treasures. Some of you, he has taken something precious from your hand. And you're still doing like this. No, 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 no. It is time to tell the devil at the first, enough is enough. I'm not going to take this stuff again. Are you ready? I wish those who are ready can meet me here. I like action. Stand there. That's okay. That's okay. And then you're going to be crazy. Tell the Lord, I'm ready. Because a new power is coming upon you. I want you to leave your seat so that God will see that you're ready. Lift up your two hands. Tell the Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready. Visit me. I don't know why I am in the kingdom. I don't know why I'm in that house. I don't know why I'm a choir leader. I don't know why I'm in charge of the children. Lord, you have called me for a purpose. I don't know why I'm the only girl in that family. There is something God is about to do. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. 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 Because I see God impacting people here. I see the wind of the Spirit blowing here. I see people catching fire to go on missions. I see people opening their blind eyes. I see rugged Christians. I see aggressive intercessors. I see aggressive pastors. I see aggressive prophets amongst you. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Enough of the idleness. Somebody pray. The Lord is about to baptize. Somebody tell the Lord. Tell the Lord something. I don't want to be a dry bone. I'm tired of this situation. If you're not tired of a situation, there can be no change. Ribosa. Lebobo santelebo. You give up easily. You give in easily. You pray 1 minute and keep quiet and look for a prayer point. Is that how you were created? Is that the nature of Christ? The Lord wants you to cry out, God, I need more. I need more of you. I need more of you. I need more of you. The kingdom of darkness is recruiting women. Women, I challenge you, rise up and do something. Don't say, I am an ordinary woman. The devil is using women. Women are giving their bodies to be used as bomb. Women have gone into suicide bombing. What are you doing for God? Will we continue this way? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come, in your fullness and power. Oh, come, in your own special way. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come, in your fullness and power. Oh, come, in your own special way. Can you open your mouth and invite the Holy Spirit into your life? And you're going to give the Lord consent. Don't tell the Lord, don't shake me. Holy Spirit, this is how to behave with me. Holy Spirit, I'm a gentleman. Holy Spirit, don't make me misbehave. If you pray like that, he will leave you. Tell the Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. I've been too cold. I've been like a corpse. Have your way. I've been like a skeleton. Have your way. Make me an army. Make me a soldier. That is all I want. I want to be radical for Jesus. I want to be radical for Jesus. The kingdom of God tolerates violence. It is only the violent that take it by force. It is enough. It is enough for me to become cold. I want to be violent for God. I want to go to the ends of the world. I want to go to the ends of the world. I want to win souls for Christ. I'm going to pray for you now. As you raise your two hands up and believe the Lord. Just believe the Lord. Don't look at me. I'm just a vessel. One day I stood the way you are standing. And I told Jesus, yes, I'm ready. I'm going to go for you. And he empowered me. And today, by the grace of God, I am here to be a blessing. I see many of you here going to be blessings in different continents of the world. And so I command in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, everything that is standing as a barrier, everything that is standing as an hindrance, every ancestral bondage, every ancestral curse that is operating in your life, locking your mouth, tying your feet with chains, by God's authority, by the reason of anointing, I command every satanic yoke to break. I command break. I command it break. I command it break. I command it to break. I command you be released. Be released from satanic graves. Every one of you that have been buried spiritually, by God's authority, I command those ancestral graves to release you now in the name of Jesus. I command satanic altars to release you in the name of Jesus. I call out your callings from satanic altars. I call out your voices from satanic altars. I call out the grace of God from satanic altars. Some of you, your Bibles have been taken away. You are an ordinary man. Today, I call it out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, I ask the blood of Jesus to wash your children and qualify them. I ask the blood of Jesus to qualify everyone. that is willing, everyone that is willing, everyone that is willing, I ask you to be qualified by the blood of Jesus. I come to you with the blood of Jesus. I come to you with the blood of Jesus. I quench the powers from your father's house. I blind the eyes of the wicked. I take authority over powers. I ask the blood to qualify you in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you. Holy Spirit, I am a servant. I finished my work. I hand over to you, Lord. Ask you to raise the intercessors. There are intercessors here, and the power of God is going to hit you. Please release yourself. I see you. You control your emotions a lot. The Holy Ghost works with your emotion. Release yourself, please. Release yourself. I better fall and rise up and be a Gideon than to continue to stand and be a gentleman, and the devil is killing my children. So the Holy Ghost is going to hit you. Open your heart to him. Open your heart. Open your body to him. Right now, the Lord is going to raise intercessors. There are intercessors here. As I talk to you, the glory of God is coming upon you. The grace is hitting you. Wherever you are, Holy Ghost, speak them out. Holy Ghost, you know them. Holy Ghost, let your grace be upon them right now, right now, right now. Let it come upon them. Let it overwhelm them. Holy Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Most High God, blow your wind upon them. 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 Hit their heart with burden. Cause them to carry your burden. Cause them to carry your burden. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It's coming upon some persons. It's coming. That grace is coming. I have a witness in my spirit. I have a witness in my spirit. Somebody's receiving the grace to intercede. Somebody's receiving it. Receiving it. You are receiving it. Oribosa talabashe kelebosa. Indelebosa. Karibosa ndalababa kandelebo. It's all over you. It's all over you. It's all over you. You cannot resist it. It's all over you. You were born for that purpose. Today, the Lord has uncaged you. The Lord has uncaged you. The Lord has uncaged you. Please close your eyes and mind your business. Close your eyes and get connected. When you open your eyes, you are distracted. I don't have anything here but the word of God. Close your eyes and get something from the Lord. Something from the Lord. I see intercessors. I see intercessors. I see intercessors. Oribo Sentelebo, there is grace released upon missionaries. Grace on missionaries. Grace. Special grace. Grace to break strongholds. Grace to break strongholds. Grace to break strongholds. It's released. It's released. It's released. Get it. Take it. Take it. Take it, 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 take that grace, take that grace, take it, take it, take it, take it. Rebos katalababa zendelebo. Rebos katalaba. I see people who are going to be used aggressively for the Lord. I see rugged warriors. I mean rugged warriors that no power shall stand to challenge you. I see rugged warriors that when they say, Satan, you are not passing here, when they pass, no witch passes. That grace is coming upon you. Please open up your spirit and receive it. Somebody, that grace is coming upon you. Rugged warriors, you'll be rugged in deliverance. You'll be rugged. You'll be rugged. The power of the Lord is coming upon you. The lion inside of you is being stirred up. That lion is stirred up. The lion of Judah is stirred up. The lion, the spirit of aggression against the kingdom of darkness is coming upon you. You shall no longer be an ordinary woman or man. Yes, that grace is coming upon you. It's coming upon you. It's coming upon you. It's coming upon you. It's coming upon you. In the name of Jesus. Prophetic gift. Prophetic grace. Prophetic grace has been released. Prophetic grace. It's released. It's released. It's released. The prophetic grace. Yes. Yes. It's released upon you. Get it. Woman. Get it. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Let it overwhelm you. Please, somebody help her. Rebo satalababa, handelabosha. Get it, get it. There are prophets here. Prophetic grace are released with specific word and fulfillment. Get it. About three of you, one has received. I'm waiting for the two persons. Wherever you are, that grace is coming upon you. Prophetic gift, prophetic grace, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, release it upon your children. You know them, you know them. Possess them with that gift. Possess them. Holy Ghost, possess them. Holy Ghost, possess them. Holy Ghost, possess them. I see wisdom. I see the gift of wisdom released upon some men here. Divine wisdom from the Lord. The wisdom of Solomon is released upon some men. Even though men are not emotional, you control your emotion, you don't shake, but please just make sure you receive it. Make sure you receive it. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming upon you. Don't let it go. And I want to tell you, you can get more than two or three gifts. If somebody's not ready to get it. Grab it. Grab it. You need it. You need it for this end time. Get it. The gift of wisdom. The gift of divine wisdom. Father, release it upon your people in the name of Jesus. Release it in the name of Jesus. Release it in the name of Jesus. I see somebody with the gift of faith. The Lord is releasing the gift of faith. The gift of faith and healing. Gift of faith and healing. Gift of strong faith and healing. It is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Some of you are going to be raised as kingdom partners. The Lord is going to bless you financially and you're going to sponsor mission. As I'm talking to you, the power of God is hitting your hand. And something warm is hitting your hand. Something warm, something warm. Something warm is touching your hand. Something very warm is touching your hand because God is going to give you money. And mark you, that money is for the gospel. Don't use it for yourself alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for raising evangelists. Thank you for raising teachers. Thank you for raising singers. Singers who will compose their own songs. Thank you, Father, for visiting your people. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Please, everybody, lay your hands on your head. I'm going to pray for everybody. Any sickness cannot stand here. Any problem cannot stand here. Nothing. Any implantation of the devil cannot stand here. By God's authority, the Holy Ghost is touching you. Is sweeping over this environment. The Holy Ghost, the wind of the Spirit is falling upon your head. Every satanic infirmity is gone. Every satanic infirmity is gone. The Holy Ghost is walking a walk in your life. He's walking a walk. He's walking a walk. He's walking a walk. Let him touch you. He's touching you. He's touching you. He's changing you from a skeleton to the army of the Lord. He's changing you from a corpse to the army of the Lord. He's equipping you to be a soldier. Receive it, receive it, receive the touch of the Lord. Holy Spirit, touch your children. Holy Spirit, touch your children. The Bible says, whoever receives a prophet shall receive a prophet reward. Because they have received me, Lord, touch them. Meet them at the point of their needs. Touch them, change their season. Give them testimonies. I command those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, receive your babies. I command those who are believing God for a lifetime partner, receive your husbands, receive your wife. I command financial breakthrough. Those of you that are in debt, I command that debt to be paid for by the Lord. I command God to open a way for you. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness. He said, I will create a path in the desert. I command every dry land to become a fruitful land. I command the works of your hand to be prosperous. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. You are not saying amen. I say, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I have a covenant with the Lord that whoever I bless is blessed. So better receive the blessing. I say, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Yes. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Yes. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Yes. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Yes. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody begin to worship the Lord. Let's make some joyful noise. Somebody begin to worship. Your life is not the same again.